The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. And, you know, a lot of people are up in arms over the new Sydney Sweeney ad. And we are going to talk. Ethan, I'm sorry. I know you said something in my ear and I did not hear you. I apologize.
Yeah, we're working on getting our guest on right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we're working on that. But Sydney Sweeney Jean ad, I mean, this is, you know, these are the style ads that I remember from back in the 90s. You know, I mean, the billboards that used to be up in Times Square for Calvin Klein. I mean, we all remember the Seinfeld episode of Kramer and the agreement he got with Calvin Klein after they stole his Ocean cologne idea. This is nothing new. And you've got people on the political left freaking out about it. Well, writing about it in the USA Today was Ingrid Jox, and she joins us now. Ingrid, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
What was your initial reaction when you first saw the Sydney Sweeney ad?
I think a giant eye roll, but I thought it was worth writing about because I think I just saw it as another instance of progressives not letting go of their woke agenda, their big push for DEI and everything from advertisement to college campuses. And it just seemed really, the overreaction seemed very tone deaf to me. I mean, here you have this successful, hot young woman. Why wouldn't a company like American Eagle want her to model their jeans? And I think the fact that the company is seeing a real boost from this shows that it was a good decision.
So is it Sydney Sweeney, or is it the fact that it's a straight white woman? I mean, what do you think is freaking out the left?
Oh, I mean, just I think the fact that in the ad, she dares to make a pun on jeans. She's got good jeans, you know, like she's got blue eyes and blonde hair, and just the whole fact she would even say that. And she says it with a smile, right? Like this is not some sort of serious treatise on race. She's just having fun with it. And so is the company. But I think she's blonde, she's blue eyed. And the fact that they're playing that up, that just freaked out the liberals. And it's just so silly. That's not what the ad's about. She's just a pretty actress selling jeans.
And if you haven't heard it, this is the ad. Let's play clip 14, the Sydney Sweeney ad.
Hey, American Eagle.
Jeans are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My jeans are blue.
Now, I mean, let me ask you this, Ingrid. You know, to me, I mean, this just looked like any other clothing ad. I mean, I grew up in the 90s. This was every sure. time a show went to the break, it was something like this. Do you think this is a sign that the days of, you know, the Calvin Klein trans ads are done and companies will double down on something like Sydney Sweeney?
Well, I think it's a good sign that they're just open to going back to kind of these more old-fashioned strategies, right? I mean, and something I've been really pleased about, and I haven't seen it, but I have not seen anything close to an apology or backtracking from American Eagle or Sydney Sweeney. And I'm really glad to see that because even a few years ago, I think if there were this kind of pressure campaign based on race or gender, you know, there would have been probably a forced apology of some kind. But I think it says a lot that that's not happening here.
No, I completely agree. And I mean, just the mindset to think that American Eagle, I mean, a company that, again, has been around as long as I can remember, is putting out, sure, you know, Nazi propaganda and white supremacy whistles.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, it's just crazy that it even crosses people's mind.
It is. And honestly, as someone who also happens to have blonde hair and blue eyes, I find it offensive that that's the first thing that a lot of these liberals are pointing to, that just because you look a certain way, you must be promoting a certain agenda. That in and of itself is racist. So I'm glad to see that American Eagle just kind of embracing, highlighting a beautiful young woman. I mean, who cares what race she is? And I hope it's a sign that we're moving beyond this, you know, very narrow DEI-focused world.
I hope so, too. And let's just, because we're always going to have people like Clip 15. Let's play some of the, this is Clip 15, a TikTok reaction where a lot of these freakouts are happening.
Hey, American Eagle. Now do black and brown women. Because black and brown women also have great genes that they inherit from their parents. Did you know that?
Talking about blue jeans and white people, boycott American Eagle. Boycott the shit out of him.
A blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white woman is talking about her good genes. Like, that is Nazi propaganda.
I mean, that first one. So just because you're saying a white woman has good genes, it doesn't mean that an African-American woman can't also have good genes. I mean, it's crazy to say one. They're saying if you say one, it means you're saying the other's not possible. No one's saying that.
Absolutely not. And it's just ridiculous that they're stretching this to try to make that point. And it's a fun, sexy ad campaign, and you know she's playing off. I mean, blue jeans. Come on, it's a play on words, and the fact that these people don't have enough sense of humor to understand it, I think it says a lot about them.
And you mentioned in your piece in USA Today that, you know, it's not just companies that are starting to roll back, but we're starting to see this on college campuses, too, which means, you know, the next generation might not be freaking out into their TikTok.
That would be nice. I think it would be a better world for it. And I appreciate the Trump administration for using the incentive of federal funding to help encourage these universities to cut back on these programs, because I think, you know, they might sound good and, you know, beneficial for a welcoming community, but it ends up doing the complete opposite. It just leads to more distrust among different student groups, among races, among, you know, gender divides. It's just, it's harmful. And I think it's an excellent thing that we're seeing this receding from our culture.
Let me ask you this. This is something that I have said for a while now. You know, you see all of these liberals on social media, and you know, if especially when Trump got elected, right? If something doesn't go their way, I mean, it's everything is racist. Everything's you're a Nazi. I mean, do you think that goes back to, for a generation, or you know, for at least a decade, you had college kids, if they threw a big stink about Ben Shapiro doing a show, the college would cancel it. And if you were an ultra liberal, the college played to your mindset, and really you would only hear your voices. These kids got out of college and they can't believe it. Wait, not everyone agrees with me. This is ridiculous.
No, that's an excellent point. And you know, we've seen the fruits of that kind of mindset over and over in the last, you know, I'd say especially the last 5 years. You know, this happens a lot in my business at different media companies. You have these young people coming out of college not used to being exposed to different points of view, and they can't handle it in the workplace, in their daily lives. And that's not beneficial for anyone.
Now, when I talked about this on my show in Buffalo earlier, the discussion went to, you know, the actual jeans in the ad. The it's like this 90s style has come back full circle.
Yeah, it has. It brings back some awkward growing up years for me. But I mean, something else that these liberals who are freaking out aren't acknowledging is that all the money that is coming from at least one of the pairs of jeans that was designed in collaboration with Sydney Sweeney is going to a crisis helpline for people in need of mental health support. So, I mean, that's great. But instead of focusing on that, it's just all about her immutable characteristics that she can't do anything about. And she's just having fun with it. So I think the whole thing was silly, but it also shows a lot that I think there's plenty of progressives, Democrats, who just refuse to move on from this obsession with gender identity, DEI, and I think that was soundly rejected in our last election, and it just doesn't seem like they're getting the message.
No, they sure aren't. Hey, Ingrid, it was a great read, and I really appreciate you joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on.
That is Ingrid Jox. She is at the USA Today, and she wrote this piece, Sydney Sweeney's Jean Ad Triggers Liberals. She looks good. They don't. Make sure you go out and read that. When we come back, we will be joined by Tim Fitch. He is a former St. Louis County Police Chief and St. Louis County Councilman. He's got a pretty long resume, and we'll talk with him about Mamdani's attempted rollback of his past anti-police statements and also his thoughts on the county executive, all after this on 97.1 FM Talk.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.